This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business, my rants and cents.
1948 on Power Business. Now, as promised, we do have Dr. Badile Hotla on the line, who's executive director of the Economic Modeling Academy, but of course, the old SG, well, the former SG at Stats SA, to speak to us about his rand and his sins. Dr. Badi, good evening. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Good evening. Yes, I'm old and former.
Dr. Badi, I'm so glad that you're with us this evening. You know, we tried to have the segment to have very practical conversations about money, how to save it, and also the mistakes that may come along the way. So maybe you can start off by telling us about your relationship with money, Dr. Badi, throughout the years. I'm sure it changes, you know, as time goes on.
Well, I think I would have to talk about my father's relationship with money. Because for one, I know he created a savings account for me. In fact, shares, of course, it wasn't a lot of money, just about 150 rand at the time when he gave me the certificate. I didn't do that for my children. So very interesting that I didn't take through that learning from himself. Whether he did that for my elder brothers and sisters, I'm not very sure. But as the youngest one, that was done. What I probably took from that, in a way, somewhat by accident and the like, was thinking about coming to Pretoria to work here when I was in Mabato. I decided to buy property here in Pretoria, a house. And then a second one. And when I finally moved to Pretoria, I went to these people and said to them, I went to the first one. I said, well, I want to move into my house. He told me that he has a lease. I went to the second one. He also told me that he has a lease and I don't have rights to. So I said, oh, so what do I do? Am I going to rent? I said, no, I'm not going to rent. I bought a third one. And credit at the time was very easy. So my relationship with money has been real, you know, and the bug grew on me to invest in property. Unfortunately for me, as I did that, and now was 2002, people said I stole money from government. So I said, but, you know, this property is not even long before I came to be a government employee in Stats SA. So, mistakes, yes. You want to diversify and then you patch the houses for it. And then the investment dies. And you find that, tried to something on a restaurant. My wife tried that. And then we had to sell two properties. And that didn't work. Terrible lesson from there. I would say that in the investigation that Professor Sangweni led at the time when the claims of my theft were made, he himself, Professor Sangweni, said, oh, he has an above average ownership of property. Which was very interesting, and I found it to have been very sensational. In that above average was, yes, probably it was, but certainly it wasn't anything. So what one had to look at was, what is the evidence of acquisition rather than whether it's above average or below average. I found it fairly sensational. But he did a good job in terms of that interrogation and investigation, and it was a forensic. And in the end, there was nothing. So I still have some properties, which are somewhat very helpful. But with COVID, things have turned. This can be very, some of this can be stranded assets. So so the problems follow you all the time.
Yes.
That's my association with money. I thought investing in property is the best thing.
So, I mean, Dr. Pat, is that the most, important lesson that you would share with listeners with regard to your money? I'm wondering if there's, other mistakes that you made where you just thought, I could have avoided this if I just, done something very small and very different.
Oh yes. I mean, economics teaches us that man is rational. That's what economics tells us. There's no rationality around these things at times. Mm-hmm. It's very emotional kind of buying from time to time. Also like old cars.
Yes.
And you see an old one, the classic,
you love
pay
it.
For it, and then it comes and rots in your yard.
My dad had the same problem, Dr. Paddy. I completely understand it. Yes.
So each time you say, well, I'll fix it. That's that. And then, of course, when I retired, I ran a small in the yard here at home.
Mm-hmm.
I have rabbits, I have chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I tried fish, all the 40 tigers, catfish died. I don't know what killed them, but I never went to go and say, how do you manage fish?
Uh-huh.
So 40 of them have died. Probably you recall Tito Mboe when he went and they bought avocado. So, I can't be alone in this kind of mistake. The old governor of the Reserve Bank one day tried this hand in avocados, and the avocados died from cold. So I haven't tried cooking yet.
Okay.
So yes. that bit I haven't done.
At least you're still safe from that one, Dr. Paddy.
No, I tried to cook to prepare Kentucky some years back.
Uh-huh.
Well, the whole thing of mixing powder and then putting this chicken in that powder and dropping it in a pan. My children and my wife refused to eat it.
Okay.
And I was liberated from the kitchen
forever.
Ever since. Forever, never to have wasteful expenditure. And I enjoy that.
Now, Dr. Paddy, I'm wondering, you mentioned that your father had left you the savings account, but you didn't do the same for your children. But how do we in our families, just normalize money conversations? It's such a, it can be such a tense subject in many, many households.
Well, I used to sell shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So then and I buy the shoes and then put them there, and then I ran a shoe store at one point. Now, all that didn't work that well, so you end up with this surplus stock. My son started selling these shoes, and within that day, he made a very, just opened in front of people who were passing there. Of course, they were very cheap,
mm-hmm.
10 rand, 50 rand. Mm-hmm. I think he suddenly made so much money, he put it in the bank. I don't know what happened to it, to the money. Of course, it was my stock that he sold and opened his own account. So, I never did. I haven't really... But yes, my eldest son likes business a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, some of the houses were guest houses. So he ran those for a while, while he was studying. And ended up with my wife running them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with COVID, things turned sour.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's quite tough. But the investment is still worth the while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so property for me has been
your saving grace,
the most likely thing.
Mm. Yeah. But let's talk about what you splurge on, your guilty pleasure, the thing that you just, doesn't matter, maybe your emotions are even what drives it, but it's just your little thing that your money goes towards often.
Come again, I didn't get that.
Your splurge, Dr. Paddy, the thing that you like to spend your money on.
The things that I don't want to spend money on.
That you do. Things that you like to splurge on. Your guilty pleasures.
Oh, splurge. Oh, yes.
Your guilty pleasures.
And the like.
Yes.
Do I have that? Mm. I mean, the impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite think about what it is that Oh, yes, I was in New York one time. And, you know, I like these shoes. What was it? Floshem.
Floshem,
especially
yes.
the black and white or brown and white. And I got to Fifth Street there, or one of those very expensive streets. I saw this thing, I fit it, it set so well. And, oh, my God. I was ready to spend 12,000 rand on that pair. Sometimes. Now, then my card has a limit of 10,000 per transaction. So I can't get 12,000 getting through.
Yes.
So at that point, I said, well, let me go to the ATM machine and then I can withdraw money. And because I could withdraw more than 12,000, but I couldn't per transaction. I got outside, I breathed good air, then said, I'm going back in there.
The saints come over you, Dr. Paddy.
So, you know, these impulses. So shoes, certainly. I like to spend on shoes.
Interesting, very interesting there, Dr. Paddy. Before I let you go, maybe you can just touch on, you know, being able to plan for the future while living today. We hear many times that South Africans just don't have a good savings culture. Talk to us about that, Dr. Paddy.
Oh, yes. I mean, it isn't. It's very difficult, and with the kinds of situations of load sharing, I'm sitting in the dark at the moment. You see it where people get to my age, and there isn't anything that they have actually accumulated. And you can understand it amongst the black people, who some of whom had to come from exile and only start working now and so on. So that is a very serious problem for us. And then, of course, you can save only when you earn income. Without income, you can't save.
Yeah.
So we have that part as well. And then, of course, we have the bling culture in South Africa, where people, you know, get these riches, and the fool and these riches are soon part. So we have a range of all these things that are happening to us. And then we have the Ponzi schemes that are scammers, very interesting as well. And of course, I became a victim of that once a while. And, that's how it do happen. So the savings culture is very, very important. And choosing where to invest is very, very crucial. Long-term investment and better returns. But I think we are also, as we think about greening the economy, growing your own vegetables or your own food, bring a particular culture between yourself and the domestic arrangement economy. So I grow vegetables here and the like, and it gives a lot of satisfaction. So that relationship with nature, relationship with money, is very, very important. However, South Africa, we have a very long way to go in terms of creating that savings culture, economic literacy, financial literacy, thinking ahead. I mean, if you have to live a number of years, you have to think about how will life be like when you are reaching a particular age. It doesn't look like we think about that much.
Well, Dr. Paddy, I'd like to thank you so much for your time this evening. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but it's been wonderful speaking to you about you and your money, your mistakes, as well as your investments. An absolute pleasure. So thank you for your time.
No, thank you very much.
Thank that was Dr. Paddy Luhotla. We often engage him on very important policy matters, but today we thought we'd engage him on his money, and I'm glad we did. That was our Rand and Sense segment, and we do that every single Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.